This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite TV shows. We are an inclusive recap show.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Heath, a.k.a. Watch Me Heath. I'm here, my boy, Jazz.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerd. This is your boy Neves, a.k.a. Watch With Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. DJ No Copyright Laws.
No copyright laws. You know what I'm sad about, man?
What?
The intro wasn't long enough for the drop, and I feel like, you know, like you just kind of turned me on, left me there, you know?
It kind of gave you blue balls with the...
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Like, all right. I will remake the intro with like 2 seconds more.
Yeah, I just want that drop. That drop is epic. And so big shout out to the artist who made that song. His name is Tobu. He makes music that's not copyrighted, so anybody can use it. And so, you know, not to say Jai Wolf didn't give us permission, but like the record label and YouTube, you know, they need like something in writing, blah, blah, blah. But like, we just decided, hey, let's just go with the song where we don't have to deal with record labels and lawyers.
Yeah. So now that we are almost at 7,000 followers on YouTube, bah, 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 like,
wait, weren't you at like 6,000 like a week ago?
Yeah, it was all good just a week ago. No, we are now at 7,000 followers on YouTube. We are growing fast. And because of that, we have applied to monetize our somebody just sent the
message.
Yeah, can we talk about what happened at Muzz last week? Snatch Diaries. Me and Jazz were not at Muzz. Technically, I'm not dating at the moment because I am contracted to not date for 3 months. So I did not go to Muzz. I know that sounds weird. It sounds like I'm a hooker.
I'm contracted not to date for 3 months.
I may be on a show where I may be on a dating show. And because of that, I have, you know, made myself single. So I made myself available for this show and I cannot date anybody other than the people this show sets me up with. So I did not go to the Muzz event. I did not go to these things. If I had, I would have loved to cover it because you know me, I love drama. As long as I'm not a part of it, that's fine. But if you know what happened, I know a fight broke out, but I don't know what the fight was about. I don't have any context. I don't know what's going on. But we will not be covering that today, unfortunately. What we will be covering is, I don't know, what are we covering today, Jazz? Current event news. What is happening in the world today in entertainment?
Okay, wait. Before you go there, did you just say I made myself single for the show?
Well, I didn't know I was single. Unfortunately, I've been perpetually single.
I was going to say, like, is there something I didn't know about? Were you dating somebody before? Like,
no, I haven't dated anybody since last year was 2023. I haven't dated anybody since 2022 of November. Damn. That's the last time I dated anybody, or what we Muslims call dating, right? That was the last time. And then I spent a year working on myself. Because of that, I'm in a better place.
Definitely happier.
Yeah, but I have, what I meant by that is that I have not been putting myself in positions where I would be dating somebody or talking to anybody. I made myself available, as in, like, I focused on myself for a whole year, right?
Mm. It was funny the way you said, man. Like, I know people would be like, oh, he admitted he wasn't single. He broke up with somebody right before the show or something.
That's
like
a good catch. I'm glad you got that, because, like, my choice of words might have bit me in the butt. But no, I haven't dated anybody since 2022 of November. That was the last time, and it was a rough breakup, but it wasn't too bad, and it was just a bad place I was at. And this person also, you know, wasn't really interested in what I was interested in. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
they were looking for something more casual. I was looking for something like super serious. So we were not on the same page, it seems like.
That happens. Yeah.
It does happen. And you know me, like, you know, when someone's not that serious and they're like avoiding attachment, and I'm like super serious and I'm anxious attachment, like, is this oiling a lot of time?
That's a horrible situation for you.
I know. But, you know, hopefully we'll see where that goes, man. We'll see where that goes. But again, what is going on in the news and current events today? Anything you have? Because I have something. That's been all over my TikTok.
And are you talking about the Cat Williams thing?
Yeah.
Kevin Hart? Well,
The Cat Williams thing is crazy. It's been all over my TikTok. And I'm just like, did this just break the internet? What is this? He basically called out like every comedian and talks about the Illuminati and like all this crazy stuff, and some of the stuff he said made sense. One thing he said kind of annoyed me. I felt like he went a little too far, and we can talk about that. I feel like, you know, comedians do get a little bit of like leeway, but like still, I felt like it was a very poor choice analogy. But yeah, he went after Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, Faison Love, Michael Blackson, Brandon T. Jackson,
Chris Tucker, Diddy, Wanda Smith, like,
yeah, he went over everybody. It was insane. And the thing is, like, people went back and fact checked him. Homie was right for like 90% of the stuff he said. It was crazy. Everybody in like that community has been like speaking out about it. Like, it was crazy. And I find Cat Williams hilarious because he played one of my favorite characters of all time, which is a pimp called Slickback. It's a character on the Boondocks. It is the funniest shit ever. It is crazy. And it was wild. But he called out Cedric the Entertainer for stealing his jokes. And then, like, people went back and found receipts and found him actually stealing his jokes. And they found, like, the live clip of him talking about it on BET Comic View, and then years later having him like tell the same exact joke, just change it around a little bit. And they talked about how like they disrespected Bernie Mac, and like how Bernie Mac was a true king of comedy, and they kind of just like rode his like coattail and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then like people brought receipts, and everyone's like backing him up, and he is a very interesting individual. How much do you know about Cat Williams?
I don't know much about him. But I will say, I love Bernie Mac when he was alive. Like,
yeah,
you know, may he rest in peace. He was a legend and a pioneer, 100%.
For sure, man. For sure. I love it. Have you ever seen Bernie Mac's show? It's so good.
I watched it, like, religiously, dude. It was great.
It was so good. And then, like, they actually found a blooper or a deleted scene from the Bernie Mac show about him complaining about comedians stealing his jokes. And like, they used that to back up Cat Stevens's point.
That's wild.
It is so wild. And then Cedric the Entertainer came back and says, like, you know, I've done so many things. You can't, like, you know, basically pin down my entire career to one joke, which I'm like, okay, that's fair.
I mean, you kind of can.
I don't know. Like, I mean, if someone steals one joke, I see, like, you know, people talking about, like, okay, it's like you get one. But like, if you steal tons of jokes, then like, I get like, Amy Schumer has been accused of stealing jokes like crazy.
All right, let me ask you this, man.
Yeah.
When I say the phrase 3450, what do you think of?
3450?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is that? I don't know that phrase.
Okay, that's a Russell Peters joke. Dang it.
Okay.
3450. Okay.
I know, like, be a man, do the right thing. Like, that's Russell
Peters. That was right for it.
Right? Yeah, that's a
Russell Peters. Oh, the first is $35. And then they're like, oh, give me a discount. Okay, I give you best price. It's $34.50. And then when he's walking away, the be a man bit happened, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be a man, do the right thing.
Okay, so you got it, right? But, like, that's the thing. Like, one joke, if it's stolen, like, that becomes your legacy. And people remember you for that one joke.
Yeah.
So if it comes to that and they did steal one joke that made them really big, then he kind of has a point.
The other point he has is that, like, a lot of these comedians, they have, like, revisionist history. Well, they talk about, like, how they were homeless and they didn't do that. And then he's like, Steve Harvey wasn't hopeless. He was, like, on Mark Curry's tour making $3,000 a gig. And, like, he called him out on it. And he's like, they're stealing my life story because I was actually homeless. And he goes back and he talks about how, like, you know, he left home at 13 years old. And that's a crazy time to be homeless. That's insane. His parents were like Jehovah's Witnesses. And because of that, like, he had a very strict upbringing and he didn't really get along with his parents. So, like, I get that. And then he also, this is so funny, he went on a tour and he called out Steve Harvey for wearing a wig. Steve Harvey had a wig this whole time. That's why he shaved it off. That's why, like, he started being bold. That high top that he had in that's fake. That's a wig. That's a man unit.
What?
Yeah. And because of that joke, Steve Harvey had to take it off and be like bold.
That's wild.
Yo, this man was,
because I can't remember Steve Harvey with hair.
Yeah. This man is out there destroying careers, man. And but the other thing he talked about, which I thought was really interesting, and I hear this a lot, is like, there is an Illuminati that, like, you know, makes people famous, and like Jay-Z is a part of it, Beyonce is a part of it, and all these people are a part of it. And the one thing they do is they make black comedians wear a dress. And if you look, like, there's so many black comedians that wear a dress, and like, it's like he claims it's like some of their, like, an initiation process or something, or a way to, like, humiliate black men and stuff like that, which I thought was, like, really interesting, because there is a, like, Martin Lawrence, Big Mama House, Madea, Ricky Smiley, like, there's a lot of, like, black actors that, like, wear a dress. Even Kevin Hart wore a dress. And that's crazy, because when Dave Chappelle quit his show back when it was, like, the biggest show in the world, the Chappelle Show, that's one of the things that he cited. He cited, like, the Hollywood industry is crazy. Like, Dave Chappelle is trying to warn us, and Cat Williams pretty much saying the same thing. I don't know.
I don't believe it. I don't believe this one.
You don't believe the Illuminati?
I don't believe the Illuminati, dude.
I don't know. Like, it does seem strange.
In the era, like, sure, maybe in the past, it could be different, right?
Yeah.
But in the era of cell phones, micro recorders, and just, like, microphones everywhere, like, you know, you could, there would be something that came out by now.
I don't know. Scientology is like that, man. They have some crazy secret stuff in a lab.
But Scientology came out. Like, all the things behind it came out.
Fair. I don't know.
It was South Park that did it.
Listen to this. Like, he talked about Kevin Hart, right? Kevin Hart did a whole special about how he grew up on the East Coast. And then he had his own, like, show and movie the first year he went out to L.A. Like, Kevin Hart is the biggest industry plant that we've ever seen in comedy. And I thought about it. Like, I saw a Kevin Hart special, and then, like, I remember him being in movies and TV shows literally months later. And I was just like, whoa, he blew up real fast. He really did blow up fast. And this was pre-TikTok. This is pre, like, social media. Like I kind of believe his, like, stance about, like, Kevin Hart being an industry plant.
What is a plant exactly in the industry? Like,
so,
like, someone just put him there and then they just made him famous? Like,
they kind of just, like, find this person, like, a network or something, and they try to make it look like this person blew up organically and, like through being viral, but really, like, it was all orchestrated by an organization.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
At Outback Steakhouse, your wish is our command. Backed by popular demand, steak and lobster at a special price starting at $19.99. Come enjoy our bold center-cut sirloin seasoned with our signature blend of 17 spices and paired with a buttery, succulent lobster tail. Hurry into Outback Steakhouse where your steak and lobster wishes come true at a price you can't miss. Steak and lobster, starting at $19.99. No rules, just right.
Now, here's the thing, man. What I've learned in my political experience, do not attribute to malice what you can attribute to stupidity. And so...
I get that, but like, how does that apply here?
Right, so, sure, Kevin Hart blew up. It happened very quickly.
Yeah.
But is it because he was set up, or did he just get really, really fucking lucky?
Here's what Cat Williams says. He says, no one's ever done that before, and no one has done that since.
Bieber
is an industry plant too, sure, but that's like not comedy though. He's singing specifically in comedy. But yeah, Bieber is a great example of a industry plant. Like, people claim that he got discovered off YouTube and like it was his like viral videos, but like,
no, it was all orchestrated. Like,
yeah exactly. I believe right. or industry plants, I think they exist,
but like, that's the thing, like in that era,
yeah,
I don't think it would have been possible.
I think it'd be more possible in that era because like people don't know about it. Like people don't know about YouTube and stuff, and people can't like bring receipts and none of that stuff.
Nah, I just don't think he could have gotten that popular that quickly because it was all just orchestrated. Like, I think he just got really lucky. He met the right people at the right time. People saw a couple things here. They're like, hey, we're going to work with you. And they probably just did it at the right price. But at the end of the day, it's all about money.
I mean, I agree. It's all about money. I don't know. I kind of feel like there's something there. There's something where there's smoke, there's fire. I feel like he may be an industry plant. And like, if he is, he is. Like, I don't see that harm in that. Like, you get representation.
Yeah, there's something wrong with it, yeah.
You pay for representation, and if they do their job, then yeah, an industry plant is like best case scenario for you. I totally get that. It's when you're an industry plant and you come from like nepotism. That's the one that's like fucked up. Like, I think that one is messed up. Like, somebody is like, you know what's the biggest industry plant of all time? Hrithik Roshan. Like, that motherfucker from Bollywood.
I mean, the entire Bachchan family, for crying out loud.
Like, yeah, like, those are all industry. All of Bollywood is just industry plants everywhere.
Yeah,
right. So I feel like, you know, if you're an industry plant, but like, you're not coming from a place of privilege and you're not coming from like nepotism. Oh, it is what it is.
Yeah. Good for you.
Especially if you're a person of color. Like, so many white people are industry plants. Like, you know, like one...
Bieber.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That's crazy. But he also talked about, like, he put in his contract that he will never work with Ricky Smiley unless he's wearing a dress. Like, that is so petty. Like, that's so petty. Like, I'll never be in a movie with him unless he's in a dress. And that's crazy. And apparently they had a lot of beef on Friday after next or next Friday, one of those Friday movies with Ice Cube. And Ice Cube came out and he was like, this guy said that like I was supposed to play the pimp and Cat Williams was supposed to play Santa Claus. Cat Williams like, does that make sense to you? You think they were going to hire a 5'5", 145 pound man as Santa Claus? Like, does that make sense to you? And then he goes like,
that way.
Right? And then he goes like, you can't just like interchange characters. Like, you can be like, hey, you play this, you play that. I'll just switch you guys. That doesn't happen in Hollywood. Like, you know, and the fact that he said that he wrote all the lines, he wrote his own lines for that character. So like, how are you going to play him when I came up with the wardrobe? I came up with the lines. I came up with like the car he drives. So like, how are you going to pretend that, oh, it was just switched? And Ice Cube came out and he goes, yeah, like we had a script for him, but we didn't ask him to follow it. If he had better stuff, he could use it. And he did. He came up with his own thing. We would do like one or two takes with the scripted lines, and then we just let him go. And he was not lying. So like Ice Cube backed him up. He goes, yeah, those were his lines.
Okay, I believe that one. Yeah, like that one actually makes sense too, though.
Yeah. So I don't know, the Cat Williams interview, but like one thing he said I thought was pretty in poor taste, and people are trying to cancel him over this, and I'm like kind of on their side. But he was talking about how he was beefing with this one comedian, and he goes like, you know, when I beef with somebody, like, you know, I don't use kid gloves. Like I go Gaza Strip on them. I go to the rubble. I keep bombing them. And I was like, whoa, bro, that's in poor taste. Like, come on, man. Like, I thought that was a little too far.
I mean, look what's going on in the world, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, like, but to use that in a metaphor is in poor taste at this point.
It's definitely poor taste, especially because it's happening right now. Like,
yeah. Like, and the thing is, here's the ironic part about that. He seems like a really smart guy because they asked him about cancel culture. And he wasn't one of the people who was like, hey, I don't believe in cancel culture. He goes like the people who said stuff in the 80s and stuff like that, they could never get away with that stuff now. And he goes, so they're smart. They would adapt. They would write stuff for now. They would be people of their time. And he was like, there's no such thing as cancel culture. It's just accountability. So I hope he takes accountability for that comment, because that was very much punching down on a tragedy, right? So,
or was he trying to bring attention to it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, was he? I don't know. Maybe. I feel like if he could have, that would have been really great. Would have been really smart. But instead, I think he just used it to... Okay.
I haven't seen the interview. That's why I don't know the context.
Yeah, he kind of used it to express like how badly he can beat somebody up with comedy. So like the way Israel is destroying Gaza is how badly he could destroy somebody. Right? I think that was his metaphor. And I was like, that's in pretty bad taste. He kind of lost me on that one. Everything else he was saying was, some of the stuff was hitting it on the mark. He kind of lost me there, though. I didn't love that. But it's the most viewed podcast of like the year. Well, not the year's only been like, but like,
no, no, probably the year then.
It's probably
that's how you start off a year.
That is crazy. 3 days into the year, and he just like blew up like Hollywood. That's crazy.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, that was insane.
Bring on the entertainment.
Yeah, man. What about you? What's some current event thoughts that are going on with you this week?
I mean, dude, my life is a mess.
I know. You missed a couple of episodes. You missed our... Actually, no, you made our What If episode, but you left halfway through.
Okay, I haven't seen the last three episodes yet. So,
have you watched them yet?
No, I haven't. Okay.
Watch them.
In fact, we started this podcast 20 minutes later than our usual time.
Yeah.
Because I was on a call dealing something to do with the ceasefire thing right now. Like,
yeah, it's more important than this show. So like, right. I get it.
Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. here in Houston. And I am on calls with politicians trying to get shit done. Like,
yeah,
this is so frustrating, man. Like, I have no control of time anymore.
All right, let's talk about something that's not frustrating. Why don't we go over some of the 2024 movie lineups that are coming out? And
surprise me.
Yeah, let's see what's going on. All right, so I have a list right here. I have it on my phone. The first movie on this list is The Book of Clarence. Have you heard about this?
Nope.
It looks so good. So it's basically about like the time of Jesus. It's like they're in, I guess, Palestine. Jesus is from Bethlehem. Hey, that's modern day Palestine.
That's Palestine, yep.
I know. And then what they do is I think of Lakeith Stanfield, the guy who is in Atlanta. He plays like Clarence, who is kind of like an apostle. And he basically like, he sees Jesus doing all these things. And he's like, I can do it too. So he becomes like a charlatan trying to be like a prophet. And then they find out that he is a fake prophet. But they try to get him to turn on Jesus, and like, he won't do it. And then it's looks really cool. And the thing that I really like about it is that they don't actually show Jesus in the movie, which I thought is pretty effective. Because like we're Muslim, like, so we don't like to see, you know, we don't like people seeing Muhammad peace be upon him, portrayed in movies. But technically, we shouldn't like any prophets to be portrayed in media. And yeah. This is like, and Jesus is like all over, you know, in everything. And, you know, I guess they did it so they can push this idea that he's like a white guy with ripped abs and blue eyes. I don't know. But in this one, they actually don't show Jesus at all. He's like, he had like a scarf on and stuff like that. They never show his face, and his face is like blinded by the light. So I thought that was really interesting and really cool. I was like, oh, that's pretty respectful. So it looked like a cool movie. I'm excited to see that one.
Yeah. And for context, for anybody who wants to know like why we don't have pictures or images of the important prophets in our religion, it's because we don't want to worship like idols or symbols, right? Mm-hmm. Our worship is for God and God only, not like anybody here or any item here.
Right. Right. Yeah. All right. The other movie that's coming out, Mean Girls. Mean Girls the Musical is coming out. That should be exciting.
A musical?
Yeah. So Mean Girls the Musical is a play. So basically there was a movie. They adapted it into a play, which was a musical, and now they're adapting a movie from that play. That's the musical.
Oh, wow. Which yeah. came first, chicken or the egg, right?
I know. It's so funny. And the thing is, like, they kind of, like, revamp it for, like, today's age. So, like, Regina George is, like, more of a bully from, like, our time. Like, I mean, from now time, not our time. So a little bit more of like the digital age. They made one of the Mean Girls Indian, and like there was so much racism. Like people were being so racist about like the diverse cast. It was crazy. Someone was like imagine being bullied by an Indian. And I was like, first of all, you must not know enough Indians, because
we bully the shit out of each other.
Brown people can bully the shit out of each other. First of all, like a lot of brown people come from privilege. All right, they're like all the CEOs of like these Fortune 500 countries are like Indian. So like you think you know that they got kids who are rich and bullies? Like yeah. Relax there. The girl who is Indian and one of the bullies is from the movie Spin, which is a popular Disney Channel movie. So I think her name is Avanka, but it's it's going to be a cool movie. But they're bringing back Tina Fey and the principal. I don't know how it works. It's going to be.
Is Amy Poehler going to be the mom again?
I don't know. It's so confusing because like the main three girls are like three girls from the movie, but like they recasted the girls, but they didn't recast the teachers. So like, is it a sequel? Is it a prequel? Is it a reinterpretation? I'm so confused about this movie.
That's funny. I would have loved it if like the original cast came like the teachers now, like Lindsay Lohan's principal, and then Amanda Seyfried's like another teacher. Like that'd be really cool, actually. Like
so many people went on to be like huge stars from that movie, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The next one is Agent Argyle. Have you seen the trailer for this one?
I have seen the trailer for this one. So not hyped about
this one. Looks fun. So like, first of all, Bryce Dallas Howard, the best director of Star Wars that we've ever had. she's in this, and she is a writer, and she writes about spies and stuff like that, and they end up being real. So it's kind of like Stranger Than Fiction or like one of these kind of like movies. It looks fun, and it's by Matthew Vaughn, who did Kingsman. I can see this being really popular.
The reason why I'm interested in it is because I watch an anime called Spy Family.
Yeah.
And this is very close to the line of that. So
yeah.
I think they're trying to make a movie out of an anime, but like not recognize that the anime is doing it right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another movie that's coming out, you probably never even heard of it because I didn't hear of it before today. It's called Lisa Frankenstein. Have you heard of this?
I know what a Lisa Frank is. I had the folders and all the shit back in the day with the rainbow barf everywhere, but like.
So Lisa Frankenstein is by the woman who did Jennifer's Body. And Jennifer's Body was a movie that came out and it got ripped to shreds. And then like a decade later, it became like a cult classic and people started like appreciating it. That movie was just like before its time. And this movie is kind of similar to that, where like this girl is in love with a dead person who doesn't exist. And then the dead person comes back to life and he's Frankenstein. And she has a relationship with Frankenstein.
Okay.
It is a weird movie, but it's still good. The girl,
I'm going to watch it.
it looks so good. I think the main girl in it is the girl from Stranger Things. Not Eleven, but like the sister of the main kid.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Another movie, Madam Web. I don't know. That's just the Sony-verse. It is what it is. I don't have any comments about it.
I mean, Sony's been on fire, man, with these.
Have they, though? Like, I mean, like, look, Spider-Verse aside, have they, though?
Right. That's like, with Spider-Verse, I'm assuming you can tie a lot of things into it, or, like, you know.
I don't think they're going to tie in the Miles Morales Spider-Verse cartoon.
Well, no, I'm not going to tie that in, but, like, they're going to bring that, just, like, the feel of that movie, right? Like, Spider-Verse was fun because they had a lot of creativity. They brought in, like, they gave them a lot of creative freedom, right? I think this movie, if anything, it's a test to see, should we give more people, like, the creative freedom? Or should it be more traditional?
All right, I'm going to say what I think, and I think this is the movie to put out just to keep the IP. Like, they have to keep making these movies or else they lose the IP, and this is probably...
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because the Spider-Man 3 was delayed.
Yeah, they have to keep the IP, and it's the only way they can do it. All right. Dune 2 is coming out. Is what it is. I don't know. It looks like they might have a few more people from Middle Eastern descent in it, so that's something. At least they heard our cries. I don't know. So there's that. Roadhouse is getting a remake, and I don't know anything about Roadhouse. That's all I know. The Family Guy.
The Family Guy bit.
Roadhouse.
Yep.
I've never watched Roadhouse, but I quote that line all the time. Like, if I ever like have to kick something and like out the way, and I'm like, Roadhouse. And if people look at me like, what the hell? I'm like, Roadhouse. I do that all the time. This one is interesting. It's called The American Society of Magical Negroes. Now, I'm not going to talk about this one because I feel like that is not for us to speak on. But there is a lot of back and forth about this on Twitter. And it's just a conversation that I've been observing and not participating in. It is very interesting. It is about how they have these magical black people and they have to help white people. And it is based off an old trope. It's kind of like the Green Mile and the Legend of Bagger Vance, where this like happens to be some kind of like black person who imparts wisdom or magic to the main protagonist who happens to be white. And this doesn't just happen to be like black people. It could be Asian too, in the terms of like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill, right? So it's a trope. It's a very popular trope. And they seem to be making fun of this trope, but a lot of people think that like it's not making fun of the trope and is actually like participating in it. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. I don't know.
I don't watch it.
I am my friend Justin, who's been on our podcast, Freddie's roommate. He has a lot of takes on it, so maybe if we do watch it, we'll bring him on and have him talk about it.
Yeah.
Another
I
movie.
Miss Justin.
Yeah, he's so funny. Another movie that I'm really looking forward to, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. That looks amazing. And Kumail Nanjiani and Paul Rudd in a Ghostbuster movie, yes please. I'll take two tickets
any day. I'm hyped.
I don't know why I said two tickets. I have no friends but still.
Hey man, you have me. All right, I will fly up and we'll go see it together.
Yeah, and like it looks really really good, and if we get to see Kumail Nanjiani in a Ghostbuster outfit, I have my cosplay for the year, because that's exactly what
bro, I would do that too.
Right? So yeah. Good. All right. The next movie is called Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire. Two movies with the name Empire back and back.
Weird how that works.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. After seeing Godzilla Minus One, it's going to be pretty hard to top this, but I feel like it's going to be a very different style. I feel like it's going to be similar to the Godzilla versus Kong storyline than whatever.
No, Godzilla Minus One was in a league of its own when it comes to Godzilla movies.
For sure. Another movie that looks pretty good called The Fall Guy, and it's about a stuntman played by Ryan Gosling, I believe. And he has a relationship with the director or something like that.
Wow, that's not problematic.
It's actually really funny. It's a comedy, so it's fine. Oh, this one is really good. It's called If. Have you heard of this?
I have heard of this. Yeah, this is going to be good.
IF stands for IF. Imaginary Friends.
Yep.
And it's about like imaginary friends, and Ryan Reynolds has to help these imaginary friends, and it's has the girl from The Walking Dead in it, and Steve Carell is the voice of one of the imaginary friends, and it has Awkwafina. It has so many, like, it has the star
John Krasinski from The Office as well. Like, it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be good. Next we got Furiosa from Mad Max. That I saw the trailer for. That looks really good. And then Ballerina, which is a John Wick spinoff with Ana de Armas. That's gonna be interesting.
Ooh, okay, yeah. I'm in.
I like that they're continuing the John Wick universe without John Wick in it, and I'm kind of into that.
I dig it. Let's do it.
I think this is going to be really good. I think this is going to be great because, like, I think like this is one of those things that, like, yes, it stars a woman, but I think like even like the misogynist dudes are going to love this because it's like all violence, and for some reason, whenever there's violence in a movie, like, everybody watches it. Just like The Boys is super political, but there's so much violence in it. People don't realize how political it is.
Everybody who watches The Boys and misses
the point,
the obvious satire or like commentary on our actual life. Like, come on, people, you can't be that dumb.
No, they are.
I know they are. That's what The Boys makes fun of.
Yeah. The next one. Speaking of The Boys, Bad Boys 4 is coming out. And here's the thing. Bad Boys 4 should have been called Bad Boys for Life. Why is Bad Boys 3 called Bad Boys for Life?
Agreed.
That makes no sense to me. It is so dumb.
Like, oh my God. This is such a missed opportunity by whoever did the naming.
I know. It's like Fast 10 should have been Fast 10 Your Seatbelt.
Okay.
Oh man. All right. Inside Out 2, that looks really good. Pixar doesn't miss.
Ooh. Yeah. I loved Inside Out.
Yeah, I like Inside Out too. Yeah.
I feel like every adult needs to watch it so they can get in control of their emotions.
They got rid of Mindy Kaling, which is weird. They replaced her. I think that's super strange.
I mean,
I'm no big loss there. I don't know. All right. Next, A Quiet Place Day One. So it looked like the prequel to A Quiet Place.
And John Krasinski's really going off.
I know, right? And then we got Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley. Beverly Hills Cop after like 20 years, 30 years.
I was like, wait a second. This is from like the 90s or something. Like,
yeah. So that's coming up. You know, there was supposed to be a Beverly Hills Cop and Bad Boys like crossover, and it never happened.
That. Yep, and I remember reading about that.
Yeah, and there's also supposed to be a 22 Jump Street and Men in Black crossover. So weird. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
Yeah, I remember like reading about the Bad Boys one. I was at a Walmart, and you know when you're waiting like the checkout line with your parents, I was reading a magazine, and I was like, "This looks cool."
Yeah.
Back when magazines were a thing.
Magazines are still a thing at the counter. Like,
I don't know if they sell them in Walmart. Like, they don't have like the whole shelf of them. Like,
I actually do read magazines at airports. Like, because like, you know why? Because they make you turn your phone off. There's like a window where you're not supposed to be on your phone and you're not supposed to be like doing anything. So like, that's where I get my magazines. Then I'll actually like read through the magazine. And like, that's the only time I'll ever use a magazine.
Sir, at that point on your trip, you're supposed to be reading the emergency exit manual in the back of your seat, okay?
Fuck that shit. If we die, we die.
Remind me to never take a flight with you.
You know, they always say, like, before they go to the back of the plane, it's like the best chance of survival.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like the okay, so
it's two-thirds. It's two-thirds down.
Two-thirds. Yeah. It's like the back of the plane, but like near the front of the back of the plane. Yeah. It's like where it is, yeah.
The far back, it could have a problem because if you land with a tail strike, you're also gone first. So by going where the wings are, right? Yeah. The wings, because like the way it's shaped, right? Either the back of the plane will touch the ground first, the front of the plane will touch the ground first, or the wings will touch the ground first and you're still kind of balanced. So you want to be like on the center line, but like on the back.
That's right.
Because you're avoiding all the fuel up front of the wings.
Oh, that's where the fuel is. Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not trying to blow up. All right. Next, Twister is getting a sequel after like 30 years. Good for them.
Twister?
Yeah, Twister. Isn't that strange?
Like, y'all I remember the name.
Y'all can't make a new movie about a tornado. You have to go back to old IP. All right, whatever. Deadpool 3, like, I'm very excited about this, but I do feel like there's so many spoilers out for Deadpool 3 that, like, is not going to live up to the hype. Every cameo has been, like, spoiled. Like, apparently Taylor Swift is going to be in it.
I really hope this is Ryan Reynolds shitting with us.
I hope so, too. She's supposed
to. I hope it's, like, a phenomenal movie with, like, top-notch cinematics and everything. Yeah. And all the bullshit, like, that's usually in Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Is what the leaks are, right? Well, like, it ends up being, like, a really serious movie. Everyone's going to hate it because it's a serious movie, not a Deadpool movie. Mm. And I'm going to walk out of there like, this was amazing. Ryan Reynolds, you genius motherfucker. Hell yeah.
Well, what's not going to be an amazing movie is Kraven the Hunter. Alien is also making a sequel. It's called Romulus. So that's going to be out. And then Beetlejuice is getting a sequel, which Jenna Ortega is in it. Our queen, Jenna Ortega. Love her. Mm-hmm. And speaking of sequels, there's also a sequel to The Joker that's coming out, which, look.
Like Joaquin Phoenix's Joker?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. So okay. Here's the thing, man. Joker, the movie is fine. It's decent. It's overhyped, though. It's the most overhyped movie by white straight men in the world. It's like the white male power fantasy of, like, society doing you wrong and then you just killing a bunch of people. I don't know. I think it's a good movie, but, like, its fan base worries me sometimes.
I mean, it's the same thing with Rick and Morty. Like, I love Rick and Morty. I hate the fans.
Yeah. But, like, even then, like, you know, the Joker is just the king of comedy and Taxi Driver put together. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's good. I don't think I'm going to be going opening night to see it, is all I'm saying.
I wouldn't go opening night. No.
Yeah. Though it is a musical and Lady Gaga's in it, so that's going to be very interesting.
I will go for Lady Gaga.
Okay.
That changes everything.
Venom 3 is coming out. No clue what it's going to be about. Gladiator 2, the most unneeded sequel, but okay.
Wait, like the Gladiator where he died at the
Russell
end from
Crow.
The... What?
Yeah, it's getting a sequel.
I'm not watching it.
Gladiator 2, Gladiate Harder.
No, like the Gladiator is such a good movie on its own. Why would you ruin that?
I don't know.
No.
The next one, Mufasa, The Lion King. Mufasa,
I'm watching it.
That looks pretty good.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
I don't mind these live action Disney movies if they have original content. Like, I didn't care to watch The Lion King word for word in CGI. It's like not even live action. It's still animation, technically. And, like, I'm sorry, but they are, like, Beyonce was the worst part of it. And I know, like, one of the biggest hype was the fact that Beyonce was in it. But, like, I don't know what to tell you.
I love Beyonce. Don't you dare talk smack about her.
Okay, it's not Beyonce the Stinger. We're talking about Beyonce Nala. We have to separate. Plus, she's part of the Illuminati, according to Cat Williams, all right?
And she deserves it.
All right, that's fair.
It exists, and she deserves it, okay?
All right. The next story is coming out soon. It's called The Beekeeper with Jason Statham.
Oh, wait, I've seen the trailer.
Yeah, it's really funny because do you know the joke about beekeeping, the beekeeping age?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, like, beekeeping age is, like, a middle-aged man that, like, a college girl would want to F. it's from an episode of Rick and Morty where, like, Summer and her friend are in her room
and they're with the dad
and the dad, and he's like, oh, look at him keeping his bees. He's like, well, how old is your dad? Is he, you know, he must be beekeeping age. Summer, I want to fuck your dad. So that took off on TikTok, and now beekeeping age is like a middle-aged man that people want to hook up with.
Okay.
It's like MILF, DILF, and beekeeping age. Those are the three.
Okay.
I guess it's like a male cougar.
again, like,
I don't know
what to say, man.
I don't know where these memes come from. I am just relaying the message, all right?
I swear, people are so horny. Like, they make up the weirdest terms for anything now. Like,
they do. They do. All right. Anyways, the movie Civil War, it's an A24 movie. What happens if the United States goes into a civil war? And the thing is, it's by somebody who isn't American. And you know that because Texas and California have an alliance.
Hey, yo, but like, I don't know. That might actually be a thing.
I don't know, but it's really funny because like it looks scary because like you see this family and they get caught and he goes like, "Hey, we're all Americans here." He goes, "Yeah, but what kind of American are you?" And it's like really scary. I don't know. It looks really good, so we'll see.
I know people always say like, "Oh, Texas, California are so different," but like whenever I say this fact to people, it just blows their mind. There are more Trump voters in California than in Texas, and there are more Biden voters in Texas than New York.
Is that because of population? Like, how is that? Okay.
But people just never believe it.
But, like, isn't New York more populated than Texas?
No.
Oh, interesting.
New York City is more populated than Dallas and Houston individually.
Okay.
And then Austin, San Antonio, and all the other cities we have. But as a state, no, you only have, like, one big city. We have, like, four.
That is true. The math ain't mathin'.
Yeah. Like...
Okay, there.
There are more Biden voters in Texas than there were in New York in 2020, and there are more Trump voters in California than there are in Texas.
Damn, where the hell are these Trump voters in California? What the hell are they doing?
Dude, yeah, it's wild, but they're there.
Damn, that's bananas.
Yeah.
No. All right, well, I don't know what's going to come first, Civil War in real life or Civil War the movie.
Right? Anything can happen next year.
Anything can happen. All right. Well, these are all the anticipated movies from 2024. The only movie that's not on here that I'm excited for is the new Star Wars movie with Shireen Oboy Janoy and Daisy Ridley. Have you heard about the manufactured drama that people have made about this movie?
Nope.
So this is what happened. 8 years ago, Shireen Oboy Janoy was doing a conference at a women's conference, and she was talking about her movie. She made movies about like humanitarian crises such as acid attacks and honor killings, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she talked about how these movies made men in Pakistan uncomfortable, mainly because it's like airing our dirty laundry, it's making the image of Pakistan look bad. And she goes, you know, I like to make people uncomfortable. I like it when men are uncomfortable. So people have taken that clip and repurposed it to make it look like she said it recently and about Star Wars. So now there's like, so now there's like fake like stories going out about how she is trying to make Star Wars like woke and female oriented, and she's going to make men uncomfortable. And I'm like, first of all, if she's going to make a movie about making men uncomfortable, I'm still for it. Right. And number two, like, you just took the whole thing out of context. You're trying to pre-order your hate and like fabricate this scenario. You're basically doing the Brie Larson thing. What they did was they took a bunch of interviews of Brie Larson and made it seem like the entire cast of the Marvels, not the Marvels, but like the Marvel Cinematic Universe hates her, which wasn't the case. They were just being sarcastic to each other because they're, you know, they're going on interviews and stuff like that, and they're joking around, but they try to make it look like she was this like insufferable person simply because she made a comment about how all critics that review these movies are majorly white men, which is a fact. It's true.
It's a fact.
And the fact that like some movies that people are making are not centered for that audience. So there should be people who critique that are not from that demographic, which is fact.
Like us.
Right.
That's what we do.
Exactly. And for some reason, someone took it upon themselves to manufacture this thing about her being awful. And it took off, and like the way like misinformation spreads on the internet is wild. But
just throw in some misogyny, light it on fire, and boom, you have an explosion.
But that's what they're doing with Shermin, and it seems to be working. And no, luckily, a lot of like good Star Wars content creators, like our friend Dark Chaco and a few others, have been calling them out on it.
Good.
So I might make a video myself about it, but damn, yo, it's crazy. And people are like, and then there's like the sly racist misogynist person who's kind of like, well, even then, she's still unqualified. I'm like, excuse me.
No.
She isn't an Academy Award winning director. And she's done 24 projects, including feature films, documentaries, TV shows with huge budgets. Like, relax there. There's so many examples of people who have been picked for projects who have done much smaller things and have been used on that, picked up for a movie or show on a grand scale. Like, I don't know, people are really trying to portray this image just because a woman is in charge. Like, goddamn.
No, I mean, Charmaine just incredibly qualified. Like, we had the pleasure of meeting her in 2022.
Yeah, right before Ms. Marvel came out.
Yeah, like, she was really cool and down to earth. Like, I'm upset that people aren't gonna go this low. Like, no, yeah. It sucks.
She's actually in our new intro video.
Yeah, like, she's great.
No, she's really, really great. And I don't know. We'll see. Listen, I don't think that she could damage Star Wars as much as like the studio has mismanaged Star Wars. Like, for example, the last three sequel movies were terrible and they were all directed by men.
Yeah, I really do blame J.J. Abrams for a lot of that. So.
Like, here's the thing. When you don't have a cohesive plan, like, what are they going to do? Like, you tell Rian Johnson nothing about, like, where you want the overreaching arc of the movie to go. So he just makes his own movie. And then you tell him to, you know, take out scenes of Finn. Like, the main character who we thought we were getting, we thought we were getting a black stormtrooper turned Jedi. We got nothing. It was like, I don't know. Like, the problems with Star Wars do not have anything to do with women.
Right. I mean, that sequel trilogy, like, all over the place. But I'm so glad they got the shit together with, like, Andor and whatnot. Because that was amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of which, like, some of the
Ahsoka, amazing.
Some of the best director Star Wars is by Bryce Dallas Howard. She is the best thing to ever touch Star Wars. And that's a woman. So people need to, like, cut the shit.
Yeah, straight up. I had great content. I would love to watch it. Like, I could watch her content or her shows any day.
Yeah.
Like, just if she directed every show of my life, I'd be like, all right, cool.
The funny thing is, she directed better Star Wars content than her dad, who directed Solo. Like, Ron Howard did Solo, and she did a few episodes of The Mandalorian. They were miles better.
Yep. It is what it is.
I don't know. But it is what it is. Anyways, these are all the movies that we are looking forward to. Let us know which ones you're looking forward to. Hit us up. Like, share, comment, subscribe. We are on YouTube. We are on TikTok. We are on Instagram. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, and leave us a good review. Say something nice. There's only like 11 reviews on our Apple Podcasts. So hit us up. Say something nice.
Rip Google Podcast. Can't believe Google's getting rid of them.
Google's getting rid of podcasts?
Yeah, they're getting rid of their app.
Damn. We're going to lose like 4 people. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how many people are on that one. But
hold up. Let's check.
I don't know. What about Audible? Is Audible have podcasts? We should get on Audible.
Probably should, yeah.
We got to figure out a way to get on Audible. I wonder if people are on there. I don't know. But we're growing on YouTube, though, which is exciting. Hopefully we get, approved for monetization and we get to make like 5 cents an episode. That'll be fun. Look, we don't make a lot on here, guys, but, you know, there's always potential and we're going to be growing. All right.
I'm looking at how many people have subscribed.
Yeah.
On Google Podcasts.
It's probably not a lot. Most of them are Spotify or Apple Podcasts, right?
Yeah. Several hundred.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Damn. But we'll get them back on one of the other apps because I'm sure we're going to be on all of them at some point. So.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get them back.
Oh, that's another thing. If you are using Google Podcasts and you no longer, you know, obviously we'll get our content through that app. If there's a certain podcast app you want us on, let us know and we can get that going and set it up for you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've tried to do all of them, but, like, you know, new ones pop up all the time and I'm not always keeping track of that. So, yeah, let us know.
Yeah, and if you like listening to us at work and, like, your work blocks one of these websites, let us know which one it doesn't block and we'll get on there. If you want, we'll make our own website and just throw our podcast on there. If that's what you want, that's what we'll do.
We're desperate.
We're desperate little bitches.
I don't know about that.
We need the views. Just kidding. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining us. And until next time, salam, nerds.
Peace.